I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Your call. CITR 101.9 FM, 14 minutes after 12 o'clock, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. It's Casual Friday, the 16th of May, 2014. The fan is going on in the back because it is hot today. It's hot. And so to celebrate that, we started off with the Oh Wells and I Hate the Sun. We also had Sweetheart with David Bowie's Dead. And that, we just heard, was a new one from Pointed Sticks from a lovely little compilation coming off the coffee shop of the of Commercial Drive, East Van Special Blend, and that's a song called Broke. Well, it's Casual Friday, and it's really Casual Friday today. I got nothing prepared. I'm just sort of grabbing stuff off the shelf with seconds to spare before the next thing comes on, so I have no idea what you can expect for the next, 45 minutes anyway. Thankfully, it's a short show today. Just filling in while the other fun folks have their long weekend, but I'll be having mine as well. So I do know that I've got a Blast from the Past, Kid Creole and the Coconuts coming up, and they'll be on right after. Where is it? I put that there. I push that button, and then we go.
Imagine being 16 years old and setting sail to crew on a boat bound for the Northwest Passage. And then your boat falls victim to the unforgiving Arctic. You're separated from your crewmates, and you're on your own for 70 years. Meet William Crayford, the teller of that tale, on Saturday, May 31, at the Vancouver Maritime Museum for a special ceremony, Raise the Sails and Ring the Bell, honoring his incredible story of survival. Raise the Sails and Ring the Bell is a free full-day family celebration featuring photo ops with real-life Mountie, an RCMP patrol boat, the once-in-a-lifetime hoisting of the mainsail of Crayford's vessel, the St. Roch, and much more. Visit VancouverMaritimeMuseum.com or call 604-257-8300 to learn more about the story of William Crayford and the celebration on May 31.
From July 8th through 12th, 2014, UBC's Vancouver campus plays host to the Special Olympics Canada 2014 Summer Games. The Games are an exhilarating and moving event for athletes with intellectual disabilities and their families. The organizing committee for the 2014 Games is looking for volunteers. To ensure that members of the university community have the chance to participate, UBC has secured a limited number of volunteer spots for students, staff, and faculty. Visit the UBC website for the 2014 Games to learn more, vancouver2014.ubc.ca.
On February 8th, come join the Musqueam Nation in support of fundraising for their youth cultural exchange to New Zealand. Headlining the fundraiser will be Murray Porter, a Juno Award-winning blues musician critically lauded for the interplay between his buttery soft keyboard skills and his gravelly intonated voice. The fundraiser benefits 7 Musqueam youth who will be traveling to Rotorua to explore Maori culture and how it can inform their own traditional experience. The event will be held at the Musqueam Cultural Center, located at 4000 Musqueam Avenue on Saturday, February 8th at 7 p.m.
Talk about a blast from the past. I guess we'll have to tag that one for removal. Here's something a little more timely.
Did you know multiple sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada? MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
Endicott's not a wealthy guy, but Endicott pays the bills on time. My baby's got ESP. Her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I've thought, she's caught with her ESP. When she takes me to the diner, she knows just what I'm gonna order to eat. When I take her to the disco, she knows every move I'm gonna do with my feet. It's a little bit spooky. It's a little like she's living right between my ears. To her, I'm just a telephone conversation. She can't help but overhear. My baby's got ESP. Her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know. She shows me her ESP. baby's got ESP. She practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty cigarette thought that I thought she's caught with her ESP. Forget about Christmas, forget anniversaries and birthdays too. She knows what I got her before I even bring the present in the room. She's the pooper of the party, she's the spoiler of the sport of the steady date. But when I look into her eyes, I'm hypnotized and my heart starts to palpitate. My baby's got ESP, her perception is extrasensory. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know, she shows me her ESP. My baby's got ESP, she practices mental telepathy. Every itty bitty secret thought that I thought she's caught with her ESP. Every itty bitty secret thought that I thought she's caught with her ESP. When I think that I know, she don't know what I know, she shows me her ESP.
Now, candy, candy, you're as sweet as you can be. When I think of you, I wanna suck on something sweet. May we. Well, open up your paint box, let me dip my brush. I'll show you some colors no one will know but us. May we. Hey, baby. Be all right, may we, baby. Hey, baby. Cherry, I got candy on my mind, but a little kiss from you, I sure would be alright. May we, baby. Thank you.
So that is Casual Friday, all right. That is Mariachi Ghost singing Mariachi Ghost. That's from a nice little collection of stuff we got from UMFM, which I believe is in Winnipeg, but what do I know? We also heard from the same compilation, we also heard Secondhand Pants and ESP. What am I talking about? Chairface was in there too with Century 21, and we started off the set with Endicott, and hit from 1986. They played Expo, those guys, Kid Creole and the Coconuts. 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Casual Friday with Dave Radio, with Radio Dave on the radio. And as I said, it's just been a crazy busy week for me this week. I'm doing the show down at Jericho Art Center, Spring Awakening, which has three performances left. There's one tonight and two tomorrow, a matinee and an evening show. This is a Fighting Chance Productions version of the 2007 Tony Award-winning Best Musical, based on a play about teenage sex from Germany in the 1880s. It's lots of fun. So I've been doing that this week, and also I had a little extra work going on. I had to do an on-site session down at the Arts Club, and then I had an audition for a commercial, which I never do, yesterday afternoon. And, of course, in the midst of all that, I lost my cell phone, and the bottom line is, with all those excuses, there's just nothing prepared. I just walked in and just pulled whatever I could find off the shelf, and I'm just throwing it up there. So I can give a couple of predictions on what we might hear later on, including the Dum Dum Girls, and who we got? We got Butch Murphy, and what's this? This is Dead Ghosts, and another compilation here. I don't know. We'll find some stuff for you. Keep listening. Radio is entertaining, even when we don't know what we're doing. Push that button, put that up there, and go there, and do that.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, local actors, comedians, writers, producers, directors, and just all-around great guys, Ryan Beal and Kayvon Kelly, they're working on a new web series. It's a comedy. It's kind of a satire, kind of in the realm of, making fun of people like Rob Ford, civic politics set in Vancouver. I've seen the trailer for it. It's really quite entertaining. There's lots of stuff on Facebook about it. But anyway, the reason I'm talking about it right now is that they've started shooting, and tomorrow they need people. They're doing a coffee shop scene, and they need extras. The official word is they're looking for people in their 20s and 30s dressed like hipsters. So bring your toques, bring your plaid jackets, and hang out at the coffee shop. It's at Little Mountain Gallery, which is 26th and Main. And they want people to show up in the morning, 7 o'clock a.m. So you might be better off just not going to bed tonight. Showing up 26th at Main, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning till 1. There's no money compensation, but they'll probably have oranges and cans of pop and stuff for you to help you hydrate. And all the rest of it. So it's tomorrow morning, Little Mountain Gallery, 7 o'clock. Show up looking like you belong on TV and hang out with some cool folks. If you need more information, just go on the old Facebook and look for Long Live the King. Right back to the music now, 20 minutes before 1 o'clock, and these are the Dum Dum Girls.
Touch beneath our skin, right down to know where I'll bury your boots. I know just where I'll dig and lay down those sweet fingers. I know where I'll bury your hair. Under that same old tree where you first carved that arrow right through me. I know where I'll bury your hand. I know where I'll bury your leg. I know just where I'll dig to lay down those sweet lips right below where we first kissed. Under that same old tree where you first carved that heart out of me.
Yeah.
That's Deborah Jean, another one off the East Van Special Blend CD, and that's Silver Platter. Well, we're just about done. We made it through that hour of insanity. Of course, you wouldn't have known how insane it was because you were just calmly at home listening to the fine tunes we were playing here for you without realizing how much panic was going on when the mic was turned off. But Casual Friday continues. Brian is up next with Scald's Hall, and then we've got Radio Zero, and of course at 3 o'clock, Napkin Boy will be here with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. I'm Radio Dave. This has been Dave Radio on the Radio, and I hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to pass you on to Brian now, thanks to Butch Murphy and the Veins of Peleu. See you again.
Ocean's hue, like the blood that ran in rivers did from the veins of Peleliu. So good morning, Mobile, Alabama. Say good morning, now how do you do? Though I've been home 40 odd summers now, my mind's still in Peleliu. There, and they will never leave. And the strangers who we piled up, those young men of no reprieve. So good morning, Mobile, Alabama. I say good morning, how do you do? You know I've been home 40 odd summers, but my mind's stuck in Peleliu.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and this is Scald's Hall, and it is time for us here in Vancouver to enjoy a little bit of spoken word entertainment. Couple of announcements. Our in-production radio drama is still in production. We're still working on getting Moonbats off the ground. We have several completed scripts, and we will soon be ready to start shopping around for some actual talent, so stay tuned to that. Because there's probably going to be lots of announcements in that area. Coming up today, we're going to be playing a couple of audio dramas. The first one is going to be the Witch Hunter series, which will be coming up, which I promised that we would be playing a couple of weeks ago. We were doing some interviews since then, but we're going to be now playing the first episode of the Witch Hunter Chronicles, and then we're going to be playing episode 2 of the Leviathan Chronicles. So that's going to be coming up momentarily here on CITR 101.9 FM. So stay tuned, relax, and don't go away.
On May 30th, Bestie celebrates the release of their new album, No Bad Days, at Fortune Sound Club. Plus, special guests Sunshine, Needs, Derival, and the Can I Live DJs. Advanced tickets are available at High Life, Zulu, Red Cat, and Beat Street Records, or online at TicketZone.com. For more information, go to FortuneSoundClub.com.
So now the darkness is complete.
You know who I am, don't you?
Yes, I know. You are Death.
And you are aware of your position?
It's all over. Yes, I'm aware of that.
Oh, don't be so gloomy, good man. Do you find this darkness disturbing?
No. No, I find it strangely comforting.
You're in the womb of the afterlife now. The time has come to answer to me for all you have done and all you have forsaken to do. Now the measure of your life must be taken, and then, only if you are found worthy, may you look upon the countenance of our sweet goddess.
I do not believe my heart is pure enough to merit that. But before you judge me, let me tell you that I have seen the face of suffering.